This call is being recorded.
Hi! Hello.
Hey, boo! Hey! How you doing?
I am good. How are you?
Girl, I'm good. So happy to hear your voice, ma'am.
Aww.
You know, it's been too long. It's been so long.
You know what? Facts. What is this weird thing on my phone? Let me tell you something. Our next outing has to be to this place called Wine Cream.
Yes.
It is so good.
Okay, I'm ready. Let me know when I need to pack my bags to drive all the way up Baltimore.
Girl. I went with my friend for her birthday, and I was like, what the heck is she talking about? Like, you go on a tour, and it's a tasting. I'm like, ooh, okay. Girl, so good. I'm eating, and they have, like, the flavors that are considered seasonal, because the regular, like, pints are, like, 16, because, of course, it's wine in it. But for the season ones, they were like half off. I'm eating one that is caramel apple right now. Child, I'm ready.
Let me tell you something.
If I was a bigger hoe, I'd be making a dick appointment right now.
Listen, you should be a bigger hoe. I'm just saying.
I really should.
Life's short. Life is short.
Life is very short.
Go be the biggest hoe you can be.
I'm telling you now. I saw that calendar that said, what we doing this summer, sinning? That'll be me. That will be me.
Hoeing, and that's what I'm trying to get on.
Girl, that'll be me. Let me act like this weight didn't come off so I can be like, oh, what you doing tonight?
Get it.
I'm saying, gotta be a bigger hoe.
Be the biggest hoe you can be. I am still recuperating from my weekend, and I had a blast.
Oh, wait, the party was this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
Party. I did. I was white girl wasted in the club yet again.
Come on, white girl wasted.
Amazing. I sweated my weave out.
Come on. Girl. Child. Lord have mercy. That's it. Have fun. Life is way too short not to.
Let me tell you something.
Girl. Girl.
So, we are here to discuss episode 4 of Game of Thrones.
Woo!
Sis, we survived the Battle of Winterfell. And we open up in the aftermath with the girl. Did you see all the motherfucking bodies?
Girl, I was like, because at first I was like, what the hell? Those are bodies. Oh my God, those are bodies.
Like the Dothraki, the Unsullied, the Northerners, the Wildlings, like everybody.
At first I was like, these are some weird looking pyramids. I'm like, oh my God, these are bodies.
Yes, and we saw Lyanna Mormont one final time as she laid
little bear
on her pyre to be burned, and it was sad.
Westeros does not deserve Lyanna Mormont. They do not deserve her.
They don't. Which turned into afterward a lit ass motherfucking repast and shit where niggas was drinking and shit.
Right. And they even got Starbucks coffee.
Girl, I saw that. And I was like, nigga.
I didn't see it at first. First time I watched it, I was like, huh? And then I saw Clark Keisha and I went, oh, that is a Starbucks cup. Oh my God.
I thought it was hilarious.
Everybody's like, I thought it was funny that everybody was mad. I'm like, y'all, it's like y'all getting mad at the person who put in their 2 weeks notice. What you gonna do? Fire them? They quit.
Listen, let these motherfuckers live. All right, it's the final season. They're doing their thing. All right. Mm-hmm. I don't know what y'all doing the most.
It was like, no one cares.
Can't please these bitches. That's why I don't nobody be trying to please nobody no more. Because they can't please these niggas.
Girl.
Shit.
Listen, get to that because it's more.
Okay. So Sansa throughout all of this is just giving Daenerys the stank eye and is just over it.
You mean little Catelyn? Because she is giving me Catelyn.
Okay. So here's the thing. And I really want to unpack this, because everyone's like, oh, Sansa's being a hater. And I'm like, no. Sansa's been around enough to know how this works when people are after power. Mm-hmm. And then they, if it's one of two things, when they're on the pursuit of power, how they act, and how they act when they actually get the power. And Sansa feels something in her Shondo is off mm-hmm. about Daenerys. Mm-hmm. And at this point, I feel like we've yet to really see, because my whole thing is Daenerys has, yes, been on this quest. But I wonder, has Daenerys ever really sat down and thought about, like, what the fuck does she want to do? You see what I'm saying? Because right. at first, there was a moment where she was really happy being queen of the Dothraki. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when Jorah put that hit out on her and tried to kill her and the baby and shit, that's when they were like, oh, no, we got to ride on these motherfuckers. They still trying to come kill me. Mm-hmm. So for that part, cool. But all of her enemies pretty much took care of themselves, with the exception of the Lannisters. My thing is right. that this is something that's been beating her head since she was a little girl, mostly by her brother. Like, how much does she really want this? Or is she really thinking about what this means for her and what this could be? Because I feel like she is just running off steam at this point. Like, this is something she's got to do. But I don't think it's going to make her happy.
I don't think it is either. I think at first when we saw her, it was all because her brother said, we need the throne, we need the throne, we need the throne. And I think for me, it changed into she really wants it when she sicked that first dragon on that slave trader. It was just like, oh, she really want this. And now it's like the snowball is rolling down the hill. She can't even stop it now, even if she want to. I'm like, it's so close for her now. Like, mm-hmm. I really am close. Now it's like, I don't have to build an army. I have an army. Oh, what about the White Walkers? The White Walker's dead now. The only thing that's standing in front of her now is Jon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and he don't even want it. He that dude that at your job that is, you know, mediocre at his job, but yet still keep getting promoted, and he ain't doing nothing.
It's like, John don't want none of them promotions.
He didn't want to be king, Lord of the Night's Watch. He didn't want to do that. He didn't want to be king of the North. He just did it because y'all said, you got to do it. Do I? I mean, okay. He didn't want to be Lord Commander. Y'all made him Lord Commander. He didn't want to be king of the North. Y'all made him king of the North. He don't want to rule the Seven Kingdoms. He is fine sleeping with his aunt.
No,
which
he's not.
I don't think he's gonna sleep with her no more, though, because he's like, he's really not like family, like, now. I am not Jaime Lannister.
Let me tell you something. When Lord Varys was like, yeah, but Jon is a northerner. Do you see him doing that kind of stuff up there? Do you see him doing that kind of stuff? And they was just like, okay, we try.
He part Targaryen, but he's not that part.
He's not. He's not. So, and I really believe that Sansa's one-on-one with Dany, when they sat down and they really genuinely tried to get to know each other. That I think Sansa really felt like she found out everything that she needed to know about Daenerys. She was like, listen, we don't really need a queen up here. Will you allow us to be our own territory? What about the North? Right, because listen, and that's the thing about the North. They don't give a fuck about none of that Seven Kingdom shit. Northerners, it's cold, we live in our cold-ass area and mind our motherfucking business in the cold.
Right.
We don't come down there fucking with y'all. Right, we don't
come. Like, nope, Iron Island's like, we live on an island. We away from all this.
Listen, you need to come. You gotta come. You gotta swim to us. You gotta come see me. You wanna see me? You gotta come.
And y'all ain't coming to see us, so
okay. Because what is dead but never die. But my thing is that, you know, I think everyone is pretty much making it clear to Daenerys, like, fuck a kingdom.
Okay? We don't care.
We don't care. No one cares but her. Mm-hmm. And so Daenerys is all like, no, all you bitches are gonna unite under me, and I'm gonna be the ruler, and blah blah blah. And so I think for Sansa, her thing is just like, look, it's only a matter of time before you start asking us for shit. And when we don't do it, what you gonna do? Come burn us?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention, I think Sansa's justified in her anxiety. The last time her and her family packed up and went to King's Landing, they barely made it out alive.
Mm-hmm. Her daddy got his whole head chopped off. I'm like, it's listen, not crazy for her to be like,
fuck going down there. Like, they was like, and I mean, keep it 100. I'm sorry, but I think that people really need to take a step back and really kind of take themselves back, like put themselves in Sansa's shoes. When she was a little girl thinking she was going to be queen one day, she was excited and she was happy. Then she really got a taste of what that shit really was. Mm-hmm. Joffrey tortured her. They made her marry an imp. You know what I'm saying? Like, and just every day she had to look at her father's head on that pipe on a stick. And she, I don't think she's ever going to forget that shit. So when you talk about that kind of stuff, of course Sansa's going to be looking at you like, nigga, go suck a fuck. And she really was like, John, like, do you really need to leave and go back down there? And I really think Sansa was right when she was like, look, we just finished fighting. The troops are worn out. Everyone's tired. Let's just give it a rest.
Pretty much.
Do we have to go now? But Daenerys, that bitch just had to fucking go. Mm. Let me say one thing about motherfucking Rhaegal. She knew she could have left Rhaegal up north and he could have recuperated with ghosts. Okay. Well, let's take a
step back. We didn't need all the dragons. I don't understand why all the dragons had to come.
Let's take a step back. First of all, I want to talk about Ghost. First, the fuck and foremost. Ghost lost an ear in that battle. Okay.
He did. Oh my God.
John did not so much as even fucking kiss the little pooch goodbye. I don't fuck with John because of that. I don't care if John live or die because of that. I felt some type of way. I felt some fucking type of way. Ghost was really sitting over there like, so you don't got nothing for me no more, nigga?
Like, no love for me, no pet, no I love you, no nothing.
Wolf. That's it? That's how you feel? You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I just thought John was fucked up for that, and I don't believe he's gonna have any good luck because of it. So, but before we get to that point, when they were talking actually during the repast or whatever, it was very interesting to see the dynamic. Everyone was socializing and kind of like in their places with their friends and stuff, and Daenerys was all alone.
Right. It was like she was observing. I'm like, ma'am, you're dropping yourself into these are people who are family. All those people in that room are not fighting for you. They are fighting for John. And then she's like, oh shit, if they find out, they'll definitely say you need to step the fuck down.
She's right.
You they should. Will.
They will absolutely do that, number one. Right. But number two, most importantly, what has Daenerys done other than show up and say, I got motherfucking dragons to win any of them over? Jon has been in situations with these. I mean, Jon has stuck his neck out for them people. Jon has gone back and saved them people. Jon has done things for those people. They know they can rely on Jon. He won over the wildlings. He won over everyone in the north because of who he is.
Right.
Jon is, he's compassionate. He's caring. He's a thinker. He does what's right for all. He makes tough decisions, but overall, he's not a bad person.
He's not.
A pretty decent guy. Like, I mean, I see why people fuck with him, right? Mm-hmm. But Daenerys is not, she's not winning the crowd over.
Because you don't have, she don't have the equity. It's like you think you can use John's equity and you can't. Like, baby, nobody don't know what you, they don't know you as the breaker of chains. I'm sorry, I wasn't there. I don't know you to be the breaker of chains, so you can't come to me with that I broke chains. I'm like, okay, am I wearing the chains? Did I miss it? Like, no, baby, nobody cares about the chains you broke somewhere across the sea. Baby, we don't care.
And the thing about it is, I thought that she would have figured out, like, in Marine. You know, like, sis, ruling is not as easy as you thought. And you saw all the trials and tribulations that you
girl, all that whole Marine shit is like, that really should have, like, taught her. And mind you, she is still my pick for the throne. Mm-hmm. However, I'm sitting here like, baby, did Marine not teach you nothing? Because they took back their slaves so quick. It was crazy. So fucking quick. So it's like, ma'am, you might want to listen to your advisors. I know you don't want to listen to them, and sometimes they make mistakes, but so do you, ma'am.
Listen, and Tyrion, I thought it was very interesting how Lord Varys was just like, yeah, Tyrion, you're drinking more. And I was like,
You're an alcoholic, sir.
And so here, and this is what I want to know. I want to know how many little birdies. I want to know if Lord Varys has been talking to Cersei offline.
Right. Because remember, Qyburn kept saying that his little birds, Varys's little birds, are now his little birds. And I'm like, wait, what? How you just going to take birds?
Like, little spies and stuff.
I'm like, so they're like, look, whoever's going to feed us is who I'm going to tell the information to.
Right, right. And so I have more questions now after this episode, which I thought was crazy because it just seemed like the Battle for Winterfell really just like, it did wrap up that storyline, but we are now in the midst of
the new
storyline. This is it right here. So we see, oh my God, and Gendry jumps up,
baby,
for Arya.
Baby.
And proposed to her. You know.
I was like, damn, that pussy that good, huh? You're like, I love you, and I'll marry me. I'm like, wait.
Well, I think Gendry really did always like, I think Gendry and Arya always liked each other. That's that on that.
Okay.
And I think, yeah, I think Gendry's like, I have a house now. I'm the lord of, what is the Riverlands? Is he the lord of?
Yeah. Like, so, yeah.
Well, the Riverlands is Old River Run, right?
I think it was somebody. Oh, Robert Baratheon's old castle is what she gave back to him.
Okay.
But cool. He's a bastard. And it's like, I think only like royalty can restore like your family name. And I found out what. Because John was a Snow, and then the Dorne kids were sands, and he's a river. And I'm like, oh, that's what the bastard is for.
Yeah, the bastards take the last name of the land. So yeah,
because I was like, oh, like, river,
because he's from the north. So everyone, you know, that's what Neddard said. He's from the north. And Dorne is the sand, so the sand snakes. And
yeah, because Ramsay was a Snow.
Mm-hmm. He was.
So I was like, it's like, huh? Yeah, I never heard like Gendry's last name. It's like they never said it. So I'm like, Rivers. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so
like,
yeah. Now
he's like, I got a whole house, baby. We can live out. I'm like, man, sir, she just stabbed the Night King. She is not even partying with y'all. She is literally doing target practice
because she's not done killing.
She is not. She still got people on her damn list. Cersei is still on her list. The mountain is still on her list.
I feel that, keep it 100, they should have just fucking sent Arya down there to kill Cersei. And that's how I feel about that. Like, I'm sorry, but I wouldn't have went. Send your best assassins and assassinate that hoe. And let that be the reason.
But she would have to get past the mountain. And I need the Clegane Bowl. Like, I need oxygen. Because that's happening. It's like, that is so going to happen. Because it's this weird thing of, it's got to be him. The hound has to kill him. It's like, it has to be the mountain.
It's true.
The hound. Yeah, it's got to be him. Because I feel like he's the only one that could, even though that's not really the mountain anymore, because that's just some zombie walking around.
Girl, I don't know what the fuck that is.
It was like, I love when people talk about, like, he didn't, like, the guy from Dorne that I always blank on his goddamn name. They're like, Oberyn. They're like, Oberyn didn't kill him. I'm like, technically, he did kill him.
That just motherfucker just refused to die.
It's like, he technically did kill him, because remember, Qyburn brought him back to life. I'm like, Oberyn did kill him. So he did defeat the mountain. It's just the mountain had like one more breath and was like, and squashed his face.
I'm still not over that shit, my nigga. Like,
girl, on the rewatch, I couldn't watch that scene. I'm like, I'm not watching this because
I screamed as hard as his wife.
No,
no. Oh my God. But it was true. It was one of those situations like, girl, he should have stopped while he was ahead.
It was like, girl, just stab him. I'm like, what are you doing? If
that
you
whole stop all of this was so much. It was so much.
No, I'm like,
And so Jaime and Podrick and Brienne and Tyrion are having a drinking game, and they're playing and they're having a great time, which I really enjoyed that, until this motherfucker come out of his mouth talk about, you've never slept with a man or a woman. And I was like, which blew my theory to shit, because I thought Brienne at least was fucking Podrick. At least.
I did not. When the way that she would always talk about sex, I didn't think she was a virgin. I thought that, you know, when she was younger, she had been raped by somebody. That's what I thought. So I didn't know. I didn't think that.
I figured, I don't think she was ever raped. I felt that she probably had one of those experiences growing up because she was so tall and just not feminine. I think she told a story about a guy who showed interest in her, but it was really a joke or something. And that's
right.
He was like, fuck that. You're going to take me serious and I'm going to study to be a knight. And that's what she dedicated her life to, you know, keeping her honor and her dignity. So I feel like that was Brienne's story in that regard. So when it happened and she walked away, I was like, oh my damn, like, here we go. So then we see Jaime and Tyrion talking, and Bronn busts in with a crossbow.
Oh my god!
And I was like,
girl, and I knew that's what he. I'm like, I knew he wasn't just going to just go. Okay, I'm gonna kill him. I knew he wasn't going to do that. I knew he wasn't. Like, he ain't doing that. I'm like, nope. As much as he talk about that, I'm like, Sir Bronn of the Blackwater. He cares about Tyrion, and remember when the dragons attacked, Bronn saved Jaime's life. I'm like, he could have just let the dragon roast his ass. He didn't. I'm like, I knew Bronn wasn't going to just do it, and he ain't that stupid.
So what I like, though, Bronn was Bronn about the situation.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, what the fuck did you tell me the first time I saved your ass?
Right.
And he was just like, if anyone ever offers you anything to kill me, I will double it. And he was like, all right, bitch, get to calculating. And so I figured that's what Bronn would do, because Bronn was like, at the end of the day, fuck a Cersei. Like, this bitch might die. I may not get shit. If y'all win, I ain't gonna get nothing. So I'm gonna cover my bets the best way I know how, and I'm gonna go sit in a cut.
Exactly. He's like, let me know when y'all finish. I'm like, well, damn.
Don't die.
Don't die. I want my money. I said, come on, sir. Come on, sir.
I was like, Bronn, keeping it funky and moving the fuck on.
I don't blame him.
Fun fact. So I was reading, Bronn and Cersei used to date in real life.
I remember hearing about that.
It ended horribly. So it is now written into their contracts that they cannot... They don't have to be in the same scenes together. They don't have to speak to each other. And they don't have to talk to one another on set. Mm-hmm. It's like a thing. It's like a total thing. Fun fact. Like, fun.
I saw that and I went, wait. So it's when I read it, I was like, oh, that's right. They are never in the same scenes. It was like, huh. Like, that is, whoo, Chalet.
Right. Like, a lot. So then we see them preparing to leave, and Tormund is like, nigga, we going back up north. These motherfuckers dead.
This ain't my fight.
Right. Like, I ain't going down there. I've done enough. And he was like, you should totally come with us. And I was like, John probably should.
You really should. Look, don't go to the capital. Starks die there. Starks Listen, die
there. That's where the Starks go to fucking die. And so, girl. So we see them making their goodbyes, and we see the people who are staying in Winterfell. The interesting thing, though, is that when Jon and Dany are talking, Dany's just kind of like, okay, like, you know, I mean, they still love each other. And that's the thing. They fell in love before they knew they were aunt and nephew.
Right.
So it's, the feelings are still there. They're lingering there. They know they're wrong and they're doing their best to undo them, but it just doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
And so they're talking, and so I didn't like I didn't like this part. Daenerys was just like, I mean, and I understand where she was coming from and why she felt the way she felt. She's mm-hmm. watching everyone pat Jon on the back. She's watching everyone champion Arya. You know what I'm saying? And everyone is getting all these kudos for all their brave and heroic stuff. And he's listening to, you know, like Tormund, like this is like, what is this, like the third or fourth battle him and Jon have been in? Mm-hmm. They survived again. So like, they go way back. Like this my motherfucking right. nigga right here. They will stab this nigga in the heart because he was fucking with us. You know what I'm saying? But then he refused to die, came back and shit. Like, I fucked with this nigga right here. Like this my right. dog. Right. That's my dog. Ass D. That's my dog. Like, he's bad boys, nigga, like this, the best king ever.
Exactly.
You know, jump immediately in her feelings because, I mean, technically, you're a girl, he's a boy, you know how it is, all that sexism is real, blah, 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 fucking blah.
Right.
So, they're talking, Jon and Daenerys, and she's just like, baby. And he's like, girl. And I was like, yes, y'all niggas need to do this shit and clear the motherfucking ear. So at first they try, like, can we still fuck? Like, is it? And then he's just like, bitch, I know who the fuck you are. Like, I was like,
we are related, ma'am. I know. Seeing you at the family reunion. Nothing is going to happen.
Technically, like, they're the last of their bloodline. Like, still, it's just ridiculous. It really so, is. I mean, they didn't grow up together. I mean, but regardless, girls, like, once you know this shit, it's like,
like, I can't, you can't unsee it. It's like, I can't unsee it.
And it was just like, they're both just like, I wish we didn't know.
Right.
Like, I really wish we didn't know. Jon,
we could
like,
be fucking right now.
I wish I could just go back to being a bastard.
You know,
like, life was easier that way, you know, and Jon does not want to be a goddamn king of anything.
He does not.
He now, like,
it's
he's
so
like,
obvious. You're like, he doesn't want to do any of this. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't know. Just give me a post. You know what's really funny? For him not to be Ned Stark's son, he sure does act like his ass.
Reluctant about everything.
It's just like, you were doing such Ned Stark shit. It's actually kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you're not Ned Stark, but you sure do act like Ned Stark. And this is how Ned Stark got killed. Like, child, it's like, you doing, stop doing Ned Stark shit.
Seriously. And so, they're talking, and she's like, listen, don't ever tell anybody who you really are, because she's like, they're going to take it all from me and not going to let me do what I need to do. And I felt like there was a low key threat to his family if he did. Mm. That's how I took it.
Mm.
I'm sorry, but I was like, so if I tell them, then what?
Right. It's like, what you gonna do?
Right.
What you gonna do?
That part I didn't appreciate, because I was like, that's when everything that Sansa felt about her in my eyes was validated.
Yeah.
Because listen, when you want power like that, Sansa's been around Littlefinger. She's been around Joffrey.
Everything to get power.
Right. She's been around Joffrey. She's been around Ramsay. Certain people just should not have power.
Correct.
And I think she did. She straight up asked her, like, sis, like, will you leave us alone if we help you continue to fight for you and help you achieve your goal?
The North?
What about the North? Right.
I still remember that episode because that was literally like the whole episode. I'm like, everybody is basically getting to the root. Get to the root. Mm-hmm. What about the North?
Mm-hmm. And we were all just thinking like, bitch, the night came coming. Calm down.
But it's like, it's fair-ass question. It's like, because what about the North?
If we survive the Night King, where is all this going to shake out? And mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of sad that they went through all of that, and then you see the lines going right back to being drawn where they were, in mm-hmm. a sense. So then Jon has got to talk to his siblings, and Arya's like, yeah, Jon, we want to talk to you.
And I
feel like they were just like, nigga, leave that bitch alone, come fuck with us, stay in the North, you know what I'm saying, and let's just work this shit out.
Right.
And John is just all like, I'm stuck in the middle. Brother,
I'm like, he gonna tell him. I'm like, you couldn't, y'all can't hold water in the goddamn north. Goddamn. It's like,
Meddard kept that secret. And I always wondered why he never just told Catelyn the truth so she would shut the fuck up.
It was just like, you didn't even tell Catelyn, which didn't make sense. I'm like, you didn't even tell her?
He didn't tell anybody.
Like,
But I mean, but keep it 100. He knew if anybody ever found, Robert would have killed John.
Absolutely.
Or if they, or when they, when Joffrey became king, you saw he went and killed all the motherfucking Baratheon bastards and shit. So yeah, of course, John, he would have been right after John.
He would have.
And it's crazy, like Tyrion said, all of this bloodshed over the last 20 years because Lyanna didn't want to return his affection.
That's it.
The black ass bottom line. And when you look at it like that, it's like, my God. Look right. at like
that
look
basically
like,
is it. That is the crazy ass part.
Like
that's
all
it.
Of that. And the Lannisters were always in the background.
Always.
But it's like now it was just like, bruh.
Bruh.
Mm-hmm. So they're in the Godswood, and Bran is so funny. Bran was like, bitch, that ain't my business to do.
He's like, it's up to you. It's like,
my girl, how you want to
I love him so much.
Like, I live for Bran. Bran says what needs to be said and lets it go, and then moves on for real.
Every time.
Because he's like, I'm living in the past.
Right. Every damn time.
It's like, that's where I live, in the past.
Right. It was like, geez Louise, this man, he makes me so sick. It's like, so it's like, the chain like, is so real.
Like, I couldn't even explain it to you if I had the time.
It was like, yeah. And he's like, and I'm not even going to make the time to explain it to you if we be real honest. He's like, I don't have the time and I'm not even going to make it. So you can just leave me the hell alone.
Let me tell you something. So John decides to tell these motherfuckers the truth, and I wish we saw that they didn't show us the kid's reaction to the news learning that John is more highborn than them,
right?
He really is. Like, you he thought really that is. Was a bastard brother, but all whole time this nigga had next in line to the throne whole time and shit,
right?
Wow. So, we didn't see their reaction to that. So now I feel like I have a blind spot. I don't know how Sansa feels about that. I don't know how Arya feels about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Arya decided to go on down to King's Landing. Like, let me watch over this nigga John real quick and handle, you know, make sure he all right and shit. And I like that Arya and the Hound are back on the road together again.
Yeah. And that wasn't even planned. It's like, mm-hmm. huh. It's like, okay, and y'all back. I'm like,
And she was like, Hound, how come you not with the rest of the group? He's like, them cunts talk too much. Like, I don't have time for this shit.
Mm-hmm.
The Hound just wants to be, I think the Hound really is preparing himself for his next battle. And he knows it's with the Mountain.
Mm-hmm. And that's gonna all, see. Sure. And that's exactly what's going to happen. And I can't wait. Clegane Bowl!
We are going to see how that works out because I'm going to need for the Hound to no longer fear fire once he beats the Mountain. I'm sorry.
Girl.
So he freezes up in another goddamn fight. That nigga got to go.
You like, eat him. I'm like, eat him. Just eat him.
Right. So we see them sailing to King's Landing and we see Rhaegal soaring. And the next thing you know, that motherfucker gets a hot one.
That I was like, what the hell?
Rhaegon went out like motherfucking Rakan, and I'm sick about it.
Right, it's like you ain't
Rhaegon,
none of y'all.
Rhaegon didn't deserve that shit.
What the hell is going on? Like all of y'all can't zig. Nobody can zig and zag. What the hell?
Let me tell you something.
Nobody ain't breathing no fire unless she tell y'all to. I'm like, why are you not lighting somebody up? What the hell?
She did not need to bring her dragon with her. She didn't need to bring him. I'm sorry. Like,
especially since y'all weren't coming to fight. Y'all were coming there to make peace. And here you go.
So, Euron.
Fuck boy of the year.
fuckboy of the century. My, you know what? He's the type of fuckboy that has BDE and really does have big...
The fuckboy
that... kind of like, fuckboy that just piss you off.
He is the game. He is the game, goddammit, because you know his dick big and you're like, fuck, I don't want to talk to you. I just want to fuck you. Like, ugh, shut up.
And I believe that's where Cersei is with the whole situation at this point. She knows, as far as she's concerned, Jaime's dead or he's about to be dead. And she's just doing what she needs to do. And when Qyburn, when she was like, our child will rule them all one day.
Bitch. I said,
and Qyburn looked at him like, yeah, nigga, yeah. I was like, Qyburn.
You are so damn stupid. I was like, but here's the thing. You ain't going to be able to do no math because I guess y'all don't have real doctors in Westeros because, well.
Listen, the time frame lines up, but that is totally Jaime's baby.
Right, because remember, she was pregnant when Jaime left. So it's like, girl.
And when Tyrion was sitting up there talking about Cersei for your child, like, Euron didn't catch that Tyrion already knew she was pregnant if she just told him.
Right. How does he know? I'm like, but, you know, Euron so damn stupid, he ain't going to figure that shit out.
If he does, he's going to keep that tucked in his pocket because I don't think he gives a fuck. Because, like, he knew Cersei and Jaime was fucking because he was talking that shit to Jaime, like, yeah, you know, I'm about to smash that, right? And, you know, once I'm done, like, I mean, you need any pointers or tips on how she likes that shit? Because, I mean, I'm going to do that shit and I'm going to make sure I do it better than you. You don't remember that? When you hear all the talking to Jaime, talking all that shit?
Really funny about that whole Jaime and Cersei fucking thing. How the fuck everybody know that? But it was like this big secret, but everybody know it. I'm like, wait, how y'all all know this shit?
Let me tell you something.
Like, y'all are the worst at secrets, okay? Y'all are
everybody
the worst.
Knew but Robert. That's who didn't know. Like, Robert was the only one that didn't know and put this shit together. Like, why are your motherfucking children blind?
Right. I'm like, the math ain't mathing. Y'all can't hold one because as soon as Stannis was like, I'm telling every fucking body that he is not the father.
Stannis was ready to spill.
Stannis was like, fuck this. I'm telling, girl, did you catch these T's? Catch this. So this is what's going on in King's Landing. Oh my God. Stannis didn't give a fuck. He did not care. I'm telling everybody. I'm going to write it on bathroom walls all across Westeros. Jaime and Cersei are fucking. Tell everybody.
He was over it. He was over mad.
He's like, give me my fucking throne.
Mm-hmm. Stannis was like, I'm coming. Stannis was a whole cunt. He was so cunt about the whole situation. It was just, he just was so cunt. I want to go back and rewatch so I can get caught up on Stannis again. Because I feel like.
It was like, baby, you deserve everything you about to get. Because who you don't. Burn no kid alive. Everybody that burning kids alive died. They all did. Y'all see that, right?
Let me tell you something.
Everybody who's burned a kid alive, you notice we don't see their asses no more.
Mm-hmm. They turned to dust. Mm-hmm. Walking off.
Theon dead. Stannis dead. They all burned kids. This, like, you burn a kid, you deserve to die.
Oh, but while they were sailing and before Rhaegar got popped, that's when Varys and Tyrion were having a conversation. I wonder why Tyrion ain't tell Varys that Cersei put a hit out on them. But, you know, whatever.
You know, I love how that little tidbit is not being told.
But they airs like, I mean, people probably be like, you know she's a bitch, right? Like,
it's like...
But I really believe that once Tyrion finished telling Varys, he was like, okay, so who else knows? And he was like, about 8 people. He was like, well, then it's no longer a secret, it's information. And I'm like,
girl, I was like, damn, Sansa, y'all can't hold water. He literally said, swear,
I'm gonna throw shade if I can't get paid, blow you up to the world like the army grenade. Listen, Sansa was like, fuck all this. Sansa's throwing big salt in the game, and she knew to tell Tyrion.
Interesting that she told him.
Listen, she knew to tell him. Let me tell you something. That's that Lord Baelish shit. Let me put that piece of information into the right hands and let it go where it needs to go.
Exactly.
Honey, she knew. And so, and I think we really need to stop counting Sansa out. Yeah, she's pouting and making faces, but sis is thinking, and she knows what she wants. She's there content in this, and I truly believe this. I don't believe that any of the Starks want to sit on the throne. I really believe they don't care about that.
Arya don't want it. Sansa just want to live her life in the north alone, mm-hmm. away from
where it's cold.
Like, I ain't got time. She's like, I did not notice. She didn't even want to go. She didn't want to go with him to King's Landing. I'm like, I don't even want to go back to that place. That's how fucked up it is for her. Like, absolutely not.
Right. And she was very upset that John was going. And I understand because, like, you know, like I said, the last time they packed up and went, the motherfuckers barely made it out alive. Her father got murdered. Her mother started advancing down there to kill her dad, to take revenge for her daddy. And her brother got killed. And it was a mess. It was in the Rakan got, you know, captured by Ramsay
King, and not zigging or zagging.
Jesus Christ, that fucking Rakan!
It's like, ugh.
But Rakan was raised by that wildling girl. She ain't no child. Lordy, have OSHA. So that was her name. Who had Rakan, OSHA, and then Ramsay murdered the fuck out of her. So they're talking, and Varys was just like, above all else, like, you know where I stand. Like, I really don't give a fuck what none of these motherfuckers do. At the end of the day, this is what's best for the people. And that's what he cares about, is right. the people. And I understand where Varys is coming from. His whole thing is like, he's like, we should use a bit of diplomacy. But my thing with Varys is, how are you sitting here acting like you don't know how fucked up Cersei is?
Right.
Like, there really is no negotiating with
that. That is the part that kills me about Tyrion, is that you literally are trying to speak to her humanity as if she got any.
Mm-hmm. She's a hateful motherfucker.
She is a monster. What? Ma'am, and I think about, you know what it made me think about? And I don't know who was at war or why they were in the crypt, but Sansa was down in that crypt with Cersei. Cersei was going to poison her own fucking children. It's like, she's a monster. You're like, you love your children. The same children that she was going to poison? Mm-hmm. She was going to feed them poison. That poor baby killed his own self, and then the other girl got killed because her family is terrible. It's like, no, Cersei is a monster. Mm-hmm. She loved Jaime so much that she won't pay Bronn to kill him. No, she don't love anybody except herself.
Mm-hmm.
And even that's up for debate.
Listen.
She's like, that's going to get Tyrion killed. You thinking that there's any ounce of humanity left in her? It's not. She don't give a fuck about them people. Them same people spit on her, threw shit on her, and watched her walk naked down the street. She don't give a fuck about them. Mm-hmm. That is what activated her to be the Mad Queen. Because she walked in like, I will burn this fucker to the ground.
You saw she legit like, burned the High Septum to the ground.
Exactly. And did not care.
Mm-mm.
It's like, she don't care about them people. They are pawns. I'm like, and you try to, her humanity? What humanity? She ain't got none. That's going to get you killed. That is the second time that Tyrion has tried to appeal to her humanity. She lied to your face the first time and said, oh yeah, I'm going to give you my army. I'm like, and you trust this bitch? No! Mm-hmm. Burn her ass to the ground! What we doing? You have a whole dragon. The mountain can't kill a dragon. You could have literally lit all of their asses on fire, which is what you should have did. Now I'm like, now it's like, oh hell no. You should have did that. You should have just burned them to the ground. That's it.
And you know, he's really worried, like, we've already lived under one Mad King. We have Cersei to contend with now. Does she have the temper? And it's like, no one believes that Daenerys is ready for this throne. Daenerys believes she's ready, but it's like, sis, you don't have the range.
You don't at all.
And so, Varys, I need to know where he's going and what he's going to do. Because let me tell you something. after they got attacked, you saw Grey Worm and Missandei holding hands.
Oh, I knew it.
They finally got comfortable and let their guard down. And I knew here it. The fuck we go.
I was like, as soon as they were reminiscing about some fucking beach, I'm like, uh-uh, them niggas dead. They dying. I was like, they dying. They dying. Like, they ain't making it. I already knew it. I was like, y'all better just like get y'all feels in now, because one of them fuckers is dying by episode 5. They gonna be gone.
So,
I thought it was gonna be Grey Worm, honestly. I thought Grey Worm was gonna die before her.
I thought Grey Worm was gonna die when he got stabbed up that last time in Marine, when the slavers tried to take their slaves back and revolt against Daenerys and shit, and she had to fly off with her dragon and shit.
Right.
So I can't call it with Grey Worm. I don't know. All I know is now they done activated that nigga. They done activated the fuck out that. Let me that nigga is activated.
All of
that's
them.
That's the like, only goddamn word for it.
His it's like y'all face, were so scared. Y'all so scared about people going mad. She now got a fucking reason.
Let me tell you something.
It's like, oh, now y'all wanted the Mad Queen. Nigga, here now. I was like, I'm tired of y'all shit.
He found out they took his boo.
Like, who?
They was like, look, we'll negotiate with the hoe. You know what I'm saying? Fine. They came through. They made their presence. And she struck first. She attacked. Cersei did what Cersei was supposed to do. You bitch, you want my throne? Come take it. Mm-hmm. But I'm ready for she got all them little big ass spears to kill the dragon and knock that bitch out of the sky. She's ready. She got the she went and grabbed Euron because he literally like on the sea. Nobody's fucking with Euron. Mm-hmm. I went back and watched that battle where he ambushed Yara. That motherfucker came through with that ship. Yes. Like, ha! Surprise, bitch! Like, right. I was shook. I was like, oh shit, where did that nigga come from?
Right.
He did catch them by surprise.
Like, he is good at this. God dang it.
He is, and that's what makes him the fuckboy supreme. Right. He's not a stupid fuckboy. He's not an ignorant fuckboy. He's a competent fuckboy, which makes it even more infuriating.
It's the worst. It really is the worst. It's like, oh, fuck. True. Like, he's good at this.
So, when that happened, and Cersei hit her with the so much for the breaker of chains, I was like, oh, bitch, Cersei, you just got to. And Missandei was like,
okay, have you heard this? Now, this is a rumor, this is a theory, that there are more dragons somewhere.
If there,
I've heard that, and I'm like, because remember, I'm skipping ahead, but I was like, huh. And somebody did like a blow up of like the intro where they're like looking at, like, you know, how it spins around and it shows the different sigils. They're like, how many dragons do you see? And I'm like, wait, I see more than three.
Let me tell you something. Somebody said it, and it's true. Motherfucking Daenerys blew a 3-0 lead. She blew a 3-dragon lead.
She blew a 28-3 lead, goddammit.
She blew a 3-dragon lead, and I am gagging.
It's like, girl.
Gag!
It's like, it's true. You blew your lead, bitch. It's like, ma'am. When the Night King did it, it was like, okay. I'm like, ooh, it was like to show us, like, damn, the Night King, nobody to fuck with. Now it's like, you got one dead dragon. It's like, fuck, now you got two. And then they figured out, hey, put all the spears on all the boats. Mm-hmm. That you definitely
not
gonna
only
kill a dragon.
All the boats, but all of the towers surrounding the castle.
Right.
So like, they like, sir, like, say what you want, bitches. Like, bitches prepared. She's like, look, y'all want me off this throne? Come take it. She's doing right. What she's got to do. She got her people. She got the gold company. I want to see this gold company.
Right. I'm like, the gold company. I'm like, homeboy, they got a whole last name. I'm like, everybody else, you got like a regular name. Euron Greyjoy, Cersei Lannister, Jon Smith. Who the fuck are you?
Let me tell you something. This is the part that's going to gag me. If Cersei is successful and the gold company's like, okay, where's our payment? And that bitch don't got it.
I thought she did have the, what you call them, gold. So she the got gold the money
from the Tyrells.
Yeah,
remember she, Daenerys they're all most of that shit up.
No, the gold was ahead. She killed all the people, but they had got the gold behind the wall. So they're all paid up. That's why they showed up.
Okay. Okay. They got the
So gold. They all, they're all like, we shit. Got our money. So, but you know what I want to know? Where is Dario? Remember, like, seven sons. I'm like,
Erica just posted that. Shout out to Erica Turner, because she was like, I don't know who needs to hear, what mother of dragons needs to hear this, but she need to go get the seven sons. And I was like, bitch. Listen, motherfucker Dario and them was like, we gonna hang back here, Marine. We gonna hold your territories down and shit while you're doing your thing. Yeah, she do need to call the seven sons.
Right? I was like, oh, crap, that's right. I'm like, he ain't dead. Where the fuck is he?
She need to call the seventh because that was her dick piece before she left and started fucking around with John and shit. You know what I'm saying? That was her boo thing. And he liked her, you know. He wasn't, you know. I mean, she could do worse. You know, he was a criminal and shit, but that nigga knew how to fight.
Right.
I really missed the call, Drago. I miss him. Ugh. That was a fighting motherfucker too.
Right? Ugh. Now, I didn't know all the WitcherCon was, all the Dothraki was dead. I'm like, I thought all of them weren't out there, but I guess they are all out there. But I thought they were saying like half of them are gone. Half of this. It was like,
I thought it was half of her entire army was gone.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cause I'm like, they're like,
I could be wrong, but no. Right. Yeah. Half of them.
Half gone. I'm like, ooh, talk daddy.
They lost a lot.
I could just listen to Grey Worm talk all damn day. I'm like, let me tell you something, Mr. No Dick. But I seen what that mouth do.
Let me tell you something.
It's like, girl.
She's going to live the rest of her life getting her cooch ate and showing him how to finger bang.
Girl, okay. Scissoring to oblivion. Okay.
Scissoring her life away. Okay.
And it would have been totally fine. I'd be like, I'm fine with that.
Like, that's her thing. She's going to get her nut and he's going to watch. And it is what it is.
Right.
And so, Gerda. So, they go and everybody's like sitting down, recouping. And while they're waiting, like while after they were attacked and all that stuff, what happened back at Winterfell? Did they not go back to Winterfell to show what happened? Or did they just show them on the beach the next day?
Oh, like inside the castle?
After Euron attacked. Oh, wait! Boom. Okay, so here's the thing. Let's talk about Jaime. Jaime takes his drunk ass.
Jaime Lannister. Fuck all them Lannisters. I was like, fuck him. I'm like, oh! He is fuckboy of the century. Him.
Jamie took his drunk ass to see Brienne, and the only reason why he was even thinking about that bitch was because Tormund wanted that.
And it was just, and the way he did, it wasn't even romantic. He just was like, it's hot in here. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Then he's like, I'm taking off your shirt. What the fuck is going on? Wait a minute, we're not even romancing her? It's like, that kissing something. Was whack as fuck. I'm like, she deserved better.
Brienne deserved so much more for her first time.
Right?
So much more. He should have took her to the hot springs. Like John did Ygritte.
It could have been like, you could, girl. Like, sure.
He I'm could like, have,
damn, I'm going to have to tell
he could have fixed her room up where he could have put rose petals down. And so she really, he could have made it a lot more romantic. Brienne just deserved so much more. Just so much more. And I saw it coming and I was like, Brienne, do not fuck him. Fuck Podrick. Fuck anybody.
Anybody. Anybody. Somebody. Anybody. I don't give a damn. Pick someone else, goddammit. Not Jake. Go get Mr. Giant's milk, because Tormund, let me tell you something, it'd have been soft, it'd have been nice, and he'd have wore out them walls with two hands. God damn it. It's like, tired of your shit. I'm like, ugh. Fuck Jaime Lannister. Kill Cersei first, but fuck Jaime Lannister.
So we see Sansa get the word that they were ambushed or they were attacked. And after they were attacked, not only were they attacked, Daenerys lost a dragon. And Sansa was just like, here we go. Look at this bitch running off half-cocked. Like I told her, she got fucked up. Like I said, she would. Everybody going down there. They already knew that they had the gold company, which is 20,000 strong. You going down there with your, what, 7,000, 8,000? Who just finished fighting all night long.
All night long. Give them like 48 hours to rest. Like you got, no, we got to march now, bitch. No, you don't. Because the thing about it is, it's like quiet as is kept. Sansa was the smartest person in that fucking room. How? I'm like, she ain't never been in combat. She hadn't seen anything that y'all have fucking seen. But why is she the smartest person there? It's like, I said this when I was recapping with Brandon Devin. Oh, gosh. And somebody, why am I blanking on this girl's name? I'm so sorry. She's going to hit us and go, what the hell? But when we recapping, I was like, the person that should be on the throne is Sansa because she's the smartest one there. I'm like, no, she should rule because she actually knows what the fuck she's doing. Y'all just don't listen to her ass. I'm like, she has seen all y'all terrible asses do stupid shit. And she's like, why didn't y'all just, hello? Because Bad Over the Bastards, who saved Jon's life? Sansa. Mm-hmm. Like, she knows what the fuck she talking about. Y'all just don't listen to her. I'm like, no, you shouldn't take 48 hours because you don't think Cersei was waiting for you. She's like, oh, they're going to come this way. So, like, get ready in position. If you had waited, like, maybe 3 or 4 days, she'd probably been like, oh, I guess they're not coming. Dumb ass. I'm like, girl. I was like, Danny, what are you doing? Or take one dragon. Leave one dragon here. Like, why take both of them? I'm like, take one. Burn some shit up. And they're like, no, don't burn the people. Why? Wait, I'm sorry. Why are we not burning them? If they like the Winterfell whites, no, burn them racist.
They racist as fuck.
Y'all see the brown people go, where the hell did y'all come from? Oh, hell no. Uh-uh. Girl, y'all should have just left.
I just... Ooh, Lord. Sansa was right.
Sansa. It's crazy that you got to keep saying it.
Sansa was right.
The ninth.
She was right. Look, he was like, you know, maybe we just take a break. Maybe.
Right. Take some rest. Eat some food. Drink some giant's milk. Fuck some people. I mean, I don't know.
And Sansa already knew, like, going to get them people, asking people to come up there to help them defend the North from the Night King was a task. You're not going to get no reinforcements to go save Jon this time. Even the Vale was like, girl, we ain't coming.
Right, and that's funny. None of them, and like all them other Northerners, they were like, we ain't fighting.
No, they're
still
tired.
Available.
Well, except for House Umbria and I think the other ones, they dead as fuck. Mm-hmm. They dead now, they wiped out. But I think everybody, you know, I think everybody is tired of battle and war, period. And yeah, they're just tired.
They're just like, give them a break. They fought undead people all night long. Let them have some rest. Then they had to pile the bodies. Then they had to put them on fire. I'm like, can they get like a weekend off? I mean, no? Can't shut down stuff for like a weekend? Like, no? God damn it. Like, girl, you take your dragon. It's bad enough y'all got the Dothraki killed.
I just, they got the Dothraki killed. The Dothraki, they died for this, and it's just, they did. So anyway. So. We get back to King's Landing. Huh? And Tyrion is like, let me talk to this bitch. Like, don't burn her up. Let me talk to her. And Daenerys was showing a lot of restraint. A lot of restraint. And I mean, honestly, she legit should have just, I just would have fucked Euron up right quick. Sure. I'd have burnt the fuck out of him and all them fucking ships. Sure. And I'm sorry, she really should have done it. I feel like she should have been able to do that without being questioned of whether or not she's fucking Mad Queen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, why didn't you?
So that's when we see Cersei, the mountain, her people, and we see them all sitting there with Missandei. Missandei, and I'm sick at this point. You know,
fucking chains. Back in chains. She ain't been in chains since the mother of Breaker of Chains. And now she back in fucking chains. And I know there was a whole bunch of hashtag thrones, y'all, hashtag them thrones, who were fucking pissed about this. Like, why you had to put the black woman in chains? Because this is Midoon Towns and no? Okay. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, that's like, of course she had to be in chains because, you know, she couldn't have been tied up with rope. I feel like even if she was in rope, I'd be like, I am mad right now. I am mad. I don't care if she wasn't tied up at all. I don't care. I'm like, she still has her. I'm like, I don't care what nature it is. However, I can't see the whole triggering thing of seeing another black person in chains again. I get it. I get it. I see it. It's just, I don't care. She could have had, like, you know, the plastic zip ties on her. I'd still be mad. I'm just saying. She could have had her hands in the soda can plastic thing. I don't care. The mount could have just been holding her up by her neck. It's like, I don't care. Like, y'all focusing on her in chains, and I'm like, I'm focused on the fact that Cersei has Missandei, and I knew she was dead the minute she had her. I'm like, I knew it. I'm like, she done. I'm like, fuck.
I wasn't ready for her to be captured. I thought she had drowned, or I would have been perfectly happy if she drowned.
Agreed.
I'd been perfectly fine.
I'd be like, oh man, she can't swim. God damn it. Great. Now we got another stereotype. Oh, the black people can't swim.
I'm disgusted. And you know, they lost more people when they attacked a damn ship. So right. It was just like. The funny part was Tyrion was like, Cersei, please just walk away from the throne. And then Clyburn replied, she wants you all to just leave King's Landing.
No.
Y'all get nowhere.
After all of that, I wish the fuck she would turn around and go, okay, well, I guess we'll leave. The fuck? All the people dead. The dragon dead. Fuck that. I'm like, no.
Like, we kill one dragon, bitch. We take our chances and kill the other one. Like, it's like,
look. I'm like, after all this, I'm like, I wish she would have been like, well, I'm going back to Marine. Good luck. No. I'm like, I wish the fuck she would. I'm like, all them people dead, marching with your ass. No. Keep going.
Something.
Till the wheels fall off, bitch. Till the wheels fall off. I'm sorry. It's true. I'm like, that's so crazy for her to just go, him to just go, we should just stop now. Wait, what? You should have said stop now before we fucking left to come to Winterfell. Like, no, we gonna keep going. It's like, no. It's like, no the hell way.
So, Cersei asks Missandei, little girl, do you have any last words? And this bitch, with all the might Come and on. Strength and muster resolve says Dracarys. And I was like, because for 10 seconds, I was like, it's Drogon.
Girl, if he had just showed up, that was the signal.
That was the signal. She said, flame these bitches. Roast they sis. Fuck them up.
She didn't say, I love you. She didn't say, save me. She said, Dracarys, aka roast the fuck out of them. Burn this shit to the ground.
Burn it down. I really sat there and I thought about it like, do we even really need a King's Landing?
We don't. You know, we need a parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Do we really need a King's Landing? I don't see it. I mean, like, really? Like, I mean,
Marine is very healthy. It's warm all the time.
Mm-hmm. We got Dorne. Like, we can totally just, I mean, to keep it 100, they can level King's Landing.
Right. With one damn dragon.
They can level it and just rebuild, always. And, you know, someone made a very good point. Never forget, the people of King's Landing cheered when they cut off Ned Stark's head. So we're not really too fond of King's Landing people any motherfucking
way. They ain't got no loyalty to nobody. Because remember, when Cersei was walking her little perky boobs down the street, they couldn't wait to throw stuff at her. They weren't like, oh my God, this is terrible. It was like, fuck that bitch.
She's dangling the people as bait anyway. Darren Daenerys, like, if you come in here and you know you fucked up, you're going to kill the innocents. And my thing is, fuck them innocents.
Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids. You know what? It's funny. I was shopping this weekend and they asked me if I wanted to donate to St. Jude's. And that was literally the first thing that popped in my mind. When I laughed and was like, I laughed to myself. And the girl was like, what? I said, I just thought something really horrible. I was like, you know, it's one of those you had to be there moments. But I was like, girl, what I'm going to do is I'm going to find some kids in peril in my own community and I'm going to help them. And why this white girl looked at me and bust out laughing? I was like, sis, seriously. I was like, that's the best I could do for right now. Like, I'm not giving no more money to nobody. Like, I'm shopping. It's all about me right now. Even though I love all I just was thinking to myself, fuck them kids. I ain't donating shit. Oh no, I was terrible, but you know what? It is what the fuck it is. So, or whatever, the mountain chopped her head off, and Grey Worm.
Whoop! Activated.
This motherfucker is activated. Oh, he is active. It is going down.
It's like that is his first and only love. That was his heart. You just cut out his heart and now only he has hate and he is going to fuck y'all up. He's like, oh no, he ain't got nothing to lose. Before, I feel like before he had something to lose in the battle. It's like, I gotta make sure I come home to Missandei. Now she gone. I ain't got nothing to lose. So if I go down, I'm taking at least 20, 50, 11 of y'all fuckers with me.
Let me tell you something. I just feel like when they do square up, first and foremost, I don't know what the fuck is going to happen to Cersei. All I know is Grey Worm and them, they going in there, they just gonna go in. They just gonna go in and they gonna fight with everything that they got. Win, lose, or draw at this point. I personally feel that they should have just sent Arya down there to kill Cersei and let that be the reason. I mean, because technically it's like they don't really got a beef with King's Landing. The point is like that bitch Cersei gotta die.
She gotta die. She gots to go. She gots to go.
That's just how I feel about it. I feel like
after that, I was like, Tyrion, you need to stop betting on Cersei's humanity because you keep getting people fucking killed.
Listen, that part.
And that's the thing, because remember, them going to go get the white, they were doing that because if we show Cersei this, she will believe you. And you showed her that and she didn't fucking care. And all them people that died. It's like, come on.
She was like, oh, yeah, go get the gold company. She just
right. Got Uncle Benjen killed. He been living like a nomad for how long? And you got Uncle Benjen killed. For Cersei. I'm like, y'all need to stop thinking that Cersei give a goddamn. She do not. You could have like just let the whole damn army come to her house. She'd still be like, fuck y'all. She was going to let the whole white army kill all of y'all. She did not care. She was like, they got to go through Winterfell first. They going think she probably was thinking, oh, they're just going to get tired. No, they're dead. They don't need to rest. They're still going to come kill y'all ass.
She was like, girl, I'm all the way down here. I ain't worried about no White Walkers. That's y'all problem. All I know is y'all keeps fighting up there. We'll see you eventually. And she was like, we just going, I'm going to dispatch them to kill y'all hoes. And that's going to be the reason.
That's ridiculous. Just,
Yeah, major ridiculousness. So, now we wait. I don't know what's going to happen next week. I don't know what's happening. I don't know where we're going anymore. I feel like this threw me for a loop. I was not, I mean, I get it. Someone close to Daenerys had to die. Daenerys had to pay for this mistake of not listening to Sansa.
Correct. And a lot of people, I heard someone else talking about it, and they were just like, all them other people close to her, y'all could have picked somebody else. No, they couldn't have.
Nobody was closer to her than
Nobody was closer to her than Missandei. This was going to hurt her. You say, oh, I'm going to kill Varys. She'd be like, oh, that's a pity.
Mm-hmm. You say you're going to kill Tyrion. She'd be like,
well, she'd be like, you going to kill your own brother? Man, you're a monster.
Mm-hmm, but you
couldn't get to Jon Snow because he wasn't there. So it's like, it made sense for it to be Missandei. I'm like, it's going to have to, we had to have the Mad Queen activated. Y'all wanted her. You got her. Now what y'all going to do? Crown a bust, bitch.
Missandei
category is rule.
Okay. Rule, bitch. Like, let me tell you something. All I know is Grey Worm is activated. This nigga's about to go fuck some shit up. And I'm gagging. We're right back to anything can happen. Like, just the way they did it for the Battle of Winterfell, they built up so much anticipation. Mm-hmm. And it was so fucking crazy. But for this one, what they're doing, like they are building it up.
Yeah.
But it's just like, we don't know what's going to happen. And we could still very well lose more people.
Oh, yeah.
We could. Like, there's a lot of people who gone off to King's Landing and they're not going to come back.
Oh, yeah. It's like, this show is ending. I expect literally everybody to die.
I would feel better if the only person left was Ghost.
You know? He deserves.
Mm-hmm. And Arya, it's hilarious. She was just like to Gendry, she's like, I'm no lady. And I never will be. I don't want it.
Right.
This is what I'm doing.
She's never wanted it. That's the thing. As a little girl, she has been saying it since day one. She's like, that's something that Sansa wants. I don't want that. I don't want to be a lady.
See this? Me shooting these bows and arrows? This is me celebrating.
Right.
This is what I like to do. And I thought it was another powerful moment for Arya. Because she, you know, really is still in control of who she is and where she's going. And, you know... Yeah, man. I thought it was a great moment. And Gendry will be okay. He'll find some other young lady who would be happy to have him.
Yes.
You know, I'm pretty sure he felt like, Arya, you knew me when I was nobody. And he's right. She did. And you loved me anyway. And he's right. She did. So, but Arya was like, but let's not make any mistakes. Let's be clear. I'm still going to run around this countryside killing bitches. So, it's just where I'm at. It's just where I'm at. It's just where we at.
Right.
So, next week, I don't know if it's going to be more dialogue or another fight. I think it's going to be another battle.
I think so. And I hope I see if this theory is right, that there are more dragons and or the dragon ain't dead. I'm like, wait, y'all say it. Because in the preview, you hear a dragon roar.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, so either the dragon ain't dead, or there are more dragons. I'm here for more dragons. I'm just saying.
Wonder where they are, where they're coming from.
Right.
Maybe there are more dragons because Jon is now a Targaryen and he's going to wake them up.
That's true. Because remember, like, when they disappeared and then all of a sudden just came back? That's what people were saying. Like, they went off and made little baby dragons. But I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, that's right. They did disappear for a little while. She didn't know where they were for, like, a few months. I don't know. Shit happened.
They did. Wait a minute. The dragons did disappear, right?
Yeah, they disappeared for a little while. And it was just they like.
Did disappear.
And it's like, uh-oh.
What if one of them dragons was a girl?
That's right. Is it one of them a girl?
Which one would be a girl? Was it Viserion? Was she the girl?
It's Viserion, Drogon, Rhaegar. Maybe it was Viserion. But it kind of be, was it which one was the one that the Dragon King had? Was it Rhaegar?
Viserion.
So yeah. No, maybe it's Rhaegar. I don't know.
I do, the dragons did disappear. They did. Because she locked, was it after she locked them up? And then they came back.
Yeah. So it's like, I wouldn't be surprised.
If the Seven Sons show up on them dragons. Mm-hmm. Gangsta shit. So that will be very interesting if there are more dragons and they come back, because the dragons did disappear and they went off and laid eggs.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's the thing about the dragons. They never really said how you got more dragons.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I'm like, did they have to mate? I don't know. I don't know dragon lore. Because they don't, they just said the dragons were here and then they weren't. But they didn't exactly say how the dragons got here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm very curious, because if it's more dragons, show's over, bitch. Just kill Cersei. And this is my other petty thing about that whole shakedown with Qyburn and Tyrion. Why the fuck did anybody stab Qyburn? I was like, wait a minute. As soon as her head got lobbed off, if I was Grey Worm, I'd have took that spear and stuck it right in his throat. Like, oh, really? You don't have a hand now.
All I know is Grey Worm, when by the time Missandei died, hit that ground, by the time her head left her shoulders, Grey Worm turned around and was like, fuck this shit. Let me get my strap. They done killed my baby.
Get the strap.
And you know Grey Worm totally would have, never mind. Shut up.
Get the
strap. He would have had Gendry make him a strap out of dragon glass. I'm dead.
Girl.
Whoa.
You are such a mess. You are so silly. So get the strap. Get the strap.
Oh my god.
So let me tell you something. I'm sorry. Qyburn would have ate it for real. It's like, nope. I'm sorry. I'd have been that petty. I'm like, really? You take her head, I'ma take his. But I need more people, because I'm sorry. All them niggas died. I was like, burn, as soon as they chopped off her head, I'm like, burn this city to the fucking ground. No, fuck that. Fuck them kids. Fuck everybody in that city. Burn that shit to the ground. They brought it on themselves. Y'all should have ran away. Y'all should have ran to Dorne. Y'all should have ran to Marine. Y'all should have went somewhere else. I'm like, why believe the person who don't give a fuck about you? And y'all don't give a fuck about her. It's like, what are we doing? Y'all don't care about her. It's like, and then he, and the bad part about it is Tyrion was loud as shit telling everybody, she, you don't care about those people and they don't care about you. And oh yeah, you're pregnant. It's like, wait, how? I'm like, that's when you know
that
you're on is so fucking stupid. Cause it's like, baby, you, she has not seen him in God knows how long. How the fuck does he know that you're pregnant?
Come on, Euron.
It was like, you can't be that stupid. I'm like, first of all, it had to have been, oh, I don't know, months. Because homegirl was already like, I'm with child. That was like, what, at least a trimester ago? What are we doing? Like, do, you dumb as hell, and you probably only fucked her once.
He smashed more than once.
I hope so. Oh, and we didn't talk about how Dick will make you slap somebody or cry in a goddamn courtyard in the damn winter with just a house coat on and no panties on. You know what? Brienne deserves so much better.
Let me tell you something. When you make that face behind some dick,
I was like, are you begging him? Are you crying? Sir, S-E-R, sir. No, don't you shed one tear for John's. Don't you dare. Not for him. He running back to Cersei. He laying there like, I can't believe I slept with someone else. Now that's making me think, has Jaime not slept with any other woman besides Cersei? That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, why are you acting like this? Have you not slept with no other woman? I am confusion.
I want to say Jamie may have slept with other people.
That's a may, because it don't. I'm not too confident that he hasn't slept with some. He's only slept with Cersei,
which is gross.
Which is like, you've only slept gross with your sister. You guys are twins. That is disgusting.
First of all, how you get to that point where you fuck that bitch on a regular basis and you don't actively throw up? I don't even understand.
I don't either.
I don't even understand. I'm lost. All I know is next episode, I fully expect to see motherfuckers burnt to a fucking crisp. I'm sorry, she gonna take
her all them suckers to the ground.
I mean, I would attack at night under the cover of night. I would burn all the ships and fuck your on up. Then I would burn all the towers with all them spears on it. I would, and then attack during the day,
girl.
But the thing is, Daenerys can burn the castle, but see, Cersei is leaving the Red Keep up. She's leaving the gates open so people can continue to come in and walk around in the city like they're not under threat of war.
It was like, where are all these other kingdoms? It's seven kingdoms, right? Where are all the other fucking kingdoms? Because they don't like her ass. So where am I?
No, they did. They dead. No. Dorne people dead. Tyrell dead.
I thought they said in the meeting that they said the Prince of Dorne still shows loyalty to you. So I think they still around to Daenerys.
Yeah. Oh, where is the Princess of Dorne? They have a new prince in Dorne.
They do have a new prince of Dorne. Okay, I mean, the one that was in the wheelchair, he dead, and then his son was dead because the sand snakes killed him. But then the sand snakes are still in the jail because
they
let them out. So I don't know. And you know, they fuck each other. So there probably are another prince around there somewhere. Jesus. I don't know.
Sands running around that can claim the throne.
Right. Because one, the prince, the only one we know of is the one that was supposed to marry Cersei's daughter. That's the only one we knew about. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure he has other children.
He probably do.
So I can't. I'm like, bring back the Dorn folks, because I'm like, I feel like we didn't get to see a lot of them.
Are we gonna go back to Dorn? Are we gonna ever answer? What was her name? What was her name? She was Oberyn Martell's wife. She is in the dungeon. Remember, Cersei locked her up with her daughter and chained her.
And was I can't remember her name.
Die, and you'll never be able to touch her. You know. Because she poisoned her. So we never really saw her demise. So she could very well still be in that dungeon.
Right. I think she's still in there. I think she's still there.
So I'm trying to understand if we're ever going to see that. And then is Yara going to come?
Right. That's the other folks. Because the Iron Islands, Dorne, Meereen. It was like, it's like they feel so spaced out. I'm like, why none of y'all come in here?
Well, Yara had to go take the Iron Isle back now that Euron is off fucking with Cersei, which I believe she probably did do that successfully. I imagine Yara is going to come back when she finds out Theon is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be surprised.
Wouldn't be surprised if she goes, this is what I want. I want Yara to be the one to kill Euron because I feel like she deserves.
She deserves.
It's like she deserves to kill Euron. I'm like, he needs to go. Jaime needs to be the one to kill Cersei, and then Brienne needs to be the one to kill Jaime. It's like, yeah, I'm like Jaime need to go. Yeah, you're done. Your whole story's done. The minute you do not hurt Sir Brienne of Toth.
He not
you forever for that.
Cherry broke a heart. Yeah,
it was like,
she lucky it was all one nigga.
Girl.
I mean,
girl.
I go through five for that kind of bullshit, but goddamn, that one
girl.
Havoc in your life. Jaime is a monster.
And then the thing that kills me is that he literally told her the truth. He lied to her ass. He is a terrible ass person. I'm like, that's
everyone's
the part that
saying
sucks.
That Jaime is not running back to Cersei, but going back to Cersei to kill Cersei.
I don't think that's what he's doing.
I think, I don't know. But so here's the thing. Regardless of why Jaime's going back, I think he may be going back to finish it once and for all. He did the noble thing. He saved the North. He fought at Winterfell. Now I think his duty is to go back to his sister. But I wonder how much the hit she put out on him with Bronn is really going to be a factor. And then when he does get down there, and I believe when he does, he's going to come home. He's going to see Cersei and Euron in the bed and snap. And Euron going to beat his ass with one hand.
Yep. Like, sir, you only got one. I'm like, you can't even take Bronn. It was like, you think you're going to take this army? You got one fucking hand. It's like, man, listen. Fuck you.
Charles. So we're going to see. But like I said, Grey Worm is activated. That nigga ready. He about that action.
Wait.
He ain't stop. I'm not stopping. You heard what I'm saying? Put the money in my hand. Yeah, that's that old Young Buck shit, but he's like, I think he's out for blood this time, and it's going down, and I think they're going to fight the fuck out of them people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to find Cersei, and fuck her up. And she's just going to catch the fade, the type of fade that Lady Olenna would be proud of.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
You really are a deplorable little bitch, aren't you? And I was like, wow. Just freaking wow.
Ugh.
So we're going to see. We will see. I think this is a good place for us to just kind of stick a pin in this right here. I don't want to get into the predictions anymore. I just kind of want to let it unfold. I don't have really any expectation. I don't really know what's going to happen. I'm just trying not to hyperventilate again.
Girl, yeah. So the one about the dragons, that was the only one that I looked at, and it was literally a tweet, because I'm like, I want to go into this season completely blind because I know this is it. So I'm like, I don't want to look at the predictions. I'm kind of glad that this is off book. And I know there's some people who one didn't like to see Missandei die. I'm like, because we love her. We've always loved her. We didn't like seeing the black woman in chains. I'm like, I get it. But I don't care if she could have been out of chains, in chains, standing on her head, you know, wrapped up in masking tape. I don't give a damn. The fact that she was captured, I'm like, she was dead. I'm like, I hope y'all do realize that. It was like, she was dead as soon as Cersei got her. Cersei don't keep people alive, except for the Sand Snakes, and that was literally to watch each other die. That ain't even close to the same thing. So I'm like, I just want to go into this blind. I'm like, there's going to be some people I like that's going to die. There's going to be people I hate that's like, oh, yes, finally die. So, you know, I'm ready for the end, but I'm ready to be surprised because Arya killing the Night King was complete shock to me. I was like, oh, because I literally thought this whole time for the last three seasons, I thought Jon was going to be the one to kill the Night King.
Why?
I wanted to see the epic sword battle that I thought was going to happen.
The Night King has been looking John in the face and laughing at him for upwards of 2.5 seasons.
That's very true. That's very true.
He did that. She like the Night King really
was like, bitch. Like,
you don't want me for real, cuz like you don't want this smoke.
You don't want the smoke.
Like, you don't know.
But I thought it was always interesting that instead of just fighting John head on, he would always just raise more people like, hey, y'all take care of my light work. I ain't got time for this bitch.
Like, he just let them know, like, start, like, in the Battle of Hardhome. Like, you don't want a piece. You don't want none of this smoke, little
none of it. Like, you don't want the smoke. You don't want the dragon. I ain't got time.
And I am gagging. He killed one of her dragons. I'm still pissed at the Night
King. It was just like, God, I wasn't expecting that either. It's like, geez. And then we had an ice dragon, and we didn't have an ice dragon for very long. I'm like, I needed more ice dragon.
He has one of your dragons. We don't have time for this.
Right.
Bran had time to be shady to everything and everybody else.
So. Bran is a mess. The fact that homeboy, he's good at this intense look because he is blind without his glasses, in his own words, is hilarious to me because I'm like, oh, you can't see for real. Oh, okay. That's why the look is so great. You think is he's doing some of this great overacting and he not.
I think it's funny because I understand Bran when he's saying, like, a lot of people, if I don't have my glasses on, I can't see a damn thing. And it is how, like, people be thinking, like, oh, you looking like, bitch, I can't even see your ass. I don't even got my motherfucking glasses on. Like, motherfuckers don't understand how blind niggas be without their glasses.
Mm-hmm. Right. I was like, jeez. It's like, geez, I'm like, wow, because when he said it, it was just like, oh, because I don't know why I thought maybe they put like maybe contacts in his eye, because you know they can put like the contacts on it that'll make you blind, because you know this is Hollywood and they have the technology. But it was just like, oh, you just took your glasses off, that's it.
Because
what were you doing when you weren't in a wheelchair? I'm confused.
All the sense in the world to me, all of it.
Oh boy.
Absolutely. So I'm going to get on the internet and I'm going to look at all these looks from the Met Gala.
Come on, girl. Let me tell you something.
Life.
Let me tell you something. I don't care if y'all are opening a restaurant, a hot dog cart, a fucking envelope. If Billy Porter is not in the building, your event is shit. It's like, I'm sorry. I don't care what y'all opening. Y'all better, where's Billy Porter? Because he has been shutting the fucking red carpet down since he been on it. What the hell is going on here?
I ain't tell you.
I was like, took my breath away. I was like, God, I'm not worthy. And I'm sorry, the theme was camp, not designer. What the fuck were y'all doing?
They don't know.
I was like, and when they said camp, I was like, oh, I mean, like, over the top? We gonna see that? And some of y'all came to play. And then some of y'all's last name is Kardashian. And then some of y'all got some sexy-ass legs, and your name is Odell Beckham Jr. That man had on a kilt, and I was like, ooh, easy access.
Just make sure you don't sit next to Lena Dunham, dirty-ass shit. She look like she not vaccinated, too. Fuck that bitch.
Ooh.
Lena Dunham, remember last time, and they set him next to her, and she was all like, he didn't even look at me, and he didn't even, like,
you're ugly.
Like, you are not a You're not aesthetically pleasing to the eye. He don't want you, and that's just that.
And it was just like that. I'm sorry, Odell Beckham Jr. is a Costco warehouse of snacks. Okay, that man is so fine. I'm like, does he have on us? Oh, that's easy access. Come here. Hey, Beard. Come here, Beard. Beard. Come here.
Let me tell you something.
Child.
So, let's see. I'm ready for whatever is coming next week. I'm ready.
I mean, the closer we get, because, oh, the other thing is, I'm excited about next week because it's the penultimate episode. Every time they have the penultimate episode, everybody who doesn't know, that is the episode before the finale. Some shit always go down.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm like, shit is going to blow the fuck up. There's going to be at least, it's going to, a lot of people probably going to die. It's not a prediction. And like, it's just for their penultimate episodes. I'm like, I'm just sorry. Wasn't the Red Wedding a penultimate episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, these penultimate episodes, girl, y'all better hold on to your wigs because y'all.
Another Red Wedding, nigga.
It's like, look.
Am I ready for another Red Wedding?
Girl. Let's see. Hold on. I'm looking it up right now. Let's see. Yep. Season one, that was when Ned got his head cut off. Season two was the Battle of the Blackwater. Season three was the Reign of Casimir, aka the Red Wedding. Season four is like the episode where the wildlings attacked Castle Black and Ygritte got killed because Ollie killed him, that bitch.
It's still fuck Ollie season.
Oh, fuck Ollie forever. It's like, fuck you. It's like, in season five, it was the Dance of the Dragons. That is when Stannis let Shireen get burned alive, which was like, what the fuck? Season six was Battle of the Bastards, and last season was Beyond the Wall, and that was when they went to go get the white. And then when Viserion turned into the Ice Dragon. So yeah, that's all the penultimate episodes. So God knows what's going to happen on this one. I'm ready. Some shit going to go down.
Yeah. You know what? That is an excellent point. And you're right.
It's like something going to happen. It's going to be big. It's like, oh.
You know what?
They don't disappoint.
It's going to be something. And I don't know if I don't know if I'm ready.
I'm not. I'm like, oh Lord, I'm going to be sitting on the edge of my seat like, oh my God. I'm like, oh my God. And next, that's right. And it's Mother's Day. And I won't be recording that night. So I'm like, up 9 p.m. I gotta go. That'll be me. It's gonna be me in front of the television acting like a fool because it's gonna be a lot of screaming. Because when Arya stabbed the Night King, I'm like, I'm pretty sure my neighbors think something is crazy because I was screaming like, oh my God.
We shouted the damn house down, and I'm just glad to know that everybody was screaming. I'm like, because that's like, I remember when the Red Wedding happened, and I remember running around my room screaming my head off like, oh my God, what the fuck,
girl, I was not ready. I said,
baby.
I was like,
oh, they killed her baby.
I was like, because at first I said, no, he's going to kill Arya. What the fuck? It's like, oh! I had to rewind.
That was crazy. And the Hound was like, nigga, they dead. Let's go. Don't even look. And poor Arya, she really literally just got there. Like, I'm about to see my mama. Oh, God. I'm sick. Arya, she deserves to get this one off and finish Cersei. Arya deserves. And
she deserves.
That's that. So on that note, like I said, we're gonna end it right here.
Okay.
There is a lot for us to look forward to.
Oh, absolutely.
All I know is, like, as far as I'm concerned, I'm just gonna sit back and I'm gonna watch. And watch this shit unfold.
Girl.
That's just how I feel about it. So, Stephanie Sunshine.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell people where they can find you.
You can find me floating around the Spicy Bird Twitter, either at my show page, Mocha Minutes, or my personal handle, Sunny Twote That. That's where we lust over Saquon Barkley's juicy thigh meats and Odell Beckham Jr. And that kind of foolishness goes down. Or you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, at Mocha Minutes. And you can find the show Mocha Minutes on Apple, Google, Spotify, TuneIn, iHeartRadio. Basically, anywhere you catch a podcast, that's where you can find me. I found out I'm now on Luminary, but I think all podcasts are on Luminary.
That's good. We definitely gotta check that to see.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, if you search your show on Luminary, it should be there.
Okay. So let me go ahead and make sure that next week's guest is ready to roll, because let me tell you something.
Woo chile.
I gotta get my mind right. On that note, as always, you can find me on IG at Cook_Simmons. Occasionally, you can find me in these Twitter streets at The Cook and Gooch or whatever. You can catch us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and anywhere that RSS radio feeds are picked up. So as always, please continue to like, subscribe, and share, even comment or whatever. You can email us and shit if you feel like it or whatever. So on that note, I'm about to go eat and watch TV for tonight. But thank you, as always. I'm so glad that you could come through. And I love talking to you, honey. No. And yes, next time we get together, we are going to have our outing at this wine green.
Yes, girl.
Looking forward to it.
Yay! Looking
forward to that. Because I know it deserves.
You're a mess.
So, all right, girl. I'll catch you later.
Okay.
Peace. Bye. Bye.